So how did you come to leave Poland, Stanley?
As you know, it was a war. Hitler invaded Poland in 1939, and...
Did that come without warning, or were you... Do you remember?
Well, I think during... I still remember that during the summer, there was some indication that something will happen, really. And
people were apprehensive.
Exactly. And just, I think, as we were ready to resume our school year on the 1st of September, the war started in 1939. It didn't last very long. It lasted only 1 month. But in that month, obviously, the Hitler armies came about halfway, and
the
at
Russians,
the same time,
course.
The Russians came from the other side.
This was a pact between the two countries.
That's
that,
right.
That they would
That's
divide
right.
Poland.
That's right. So we lived within, more or less within 30 miles of the Russian border, so you could imagine that we were overwhelmed instantly by the Russian troops. And because of this pact, they occupied that part of Poland.
How do they treat the people in your area?
Well, as I said, I was very young at the time, and the political side really didn't strike me very much, but there was an anxiety really in amongst the parents that there's so many of these young people there around, and the Russians were beginning to gather these young people together and draft them into their own armies.
Oh, yes. So you were in that category, and you were...
So I was reaching that category, and we thought of escape. It's as simple as that. And the only route open to us was either to Hungary or Romania. See, at that time, both of these countries weren't in the war. So a lot of my countrymen have found refuge there in both Romania and Hungary. The people who were not lucky were caught on the borders and they were taken deep into Russia. Some of them have surfaced, some of the people weren't heard of at all, really. As I said, fortunately, our party got through, and...
How many of you traveled together?
About 12 of
and
us.
And you were all local, where you knew and...
Well, I had my elder brother, I had... we had one priest with us, we had one politician, otherwise they were young boys like
local
myself.
Boys. And you walked, presumably?
We crossed the Carpathian on foot. It took us 3 days to do that, 3 days and three nights. And I remember it was beginning to snow, actually. It was the 11th of November, and the snow began to fall on the mountain. And we had to make a bed. And our bed consisted of spruce branches underneath and were covered by our overcoats. And that was our bed. Which at the time wasn't too bad, actually,
sure, yeah.
Because when you're
when
a
you're young
person,
and strong,
there was also adventure really involved,
yes,
in that.
Of course.
So we didn't think much of it. The only thing was that at the end of 3 days we ran out of food, and we weren't near the Hungarian border yet. So in the end, we're a very hungry party.
But you got through.
We did get through.
And how did
eventually.
You survive? Did you have any money?
Well, once I got to Hungary, immediately I became a refugee. And it was a very difficult time because, you know, the language difficulties.
You didn't speak Hungarian.
I didn't speak Hungarian at all, really.
You would have spoken what? Polish and Russian, I suppose.
Polish, a little Russian and German, yeah. Our father, before leaving the our home, has given us some dollars, and that kept us going for a little while, but not for very long, I'm afraid. Once we got to Budapest, we were told that there was a fighting unit being organized in France.
This was the Second Army Corps, was it? Well,
it was prior to that, really.
Was it?
It
yes.
was just a gathering of Poles, of all these refugees.
Yes, they came under they were, General Anders.
That's right.
Eventually,
some of them.
Yes.
That, yeah. So we all congregated in France, and
you got across Europe.
Yes. Yes, I got across.
On foot?
Well, not necessarily. As you realize, we had no money. We didn't buy any traveling tickets. So we did travel, whatever means was, you know, available at the time.
A long journey, though.
Quite a long journey. It went from, say, from Budapest into Yugoslavia, from Yugoslavia, northern Italy, and into France. Now, once we entered France, we were all right because we did get a ticket to travel to the centers that I mentioned. Yeah.